The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane Jr., Mark Davila. You know, I always say how I hate wine drinkers because...
they're hot?
Well, some of them are. I mean, some ugly people drink wine too, I'm sure. But you know, I hate the hot and the ugly.
I never took a survey of wine drinkers.
Survey says. But I always hate them because they always seem like they think they're better than other alcohol drinkers. It's like, I'm drinking some beers after work. Like, they think they're better. Then you go,
there's different classes.
I'm going to have a glass of wine.
You have your malt liquors. And then you're like, your shitty wines, malt liquors.
Yeah, but you know what? Booze is booze.
And Mike's and all that shit.
Everybody wants to get fucking drunk.
Then so you have regular beer, like any yokel drinks, like, you know, Bud Light and stuff. And then you move up to your craft beers, which are fancy, like.
From Kraft. Don't they make cheese?
Look at the head of this beer. It looks very...
it looks like my penis. Look at the head of my penis. Isn't
that
weird?
I used to work on a radio show about beer.
A beer cast?
And they'd always talk about the flavor. You can hear it. You can smell the hops in this beer.
And I don't know what the fuck hops are. Some kind of plant?
I think so. So, you know, I don't know anything about beer. Or wine. I do like the marketing, though. I fall for clever marketing. I mean, I bought in tampons because the box looked cool.
I mean, some of them, that stuff does look nice. But, you know, I was thinking about wine because I was just thinking about how gross it is. You know, the wine tasting where they fucking swish it around. Do they really do that? Where they swish it around, they don't swallow it, and then they fucking spit it back into the bottle?
In the bottle?
You switch it around, you spit it out into something, right? Don't they just pour it right back into the bottle? Because why wouldn't you swallow? What are you going to do with it?
Well, I think it's so they don't get drunk. Because you don't want to get, like, super wasted at a wine
You're
tasting.
You're taking tiny sips of shit.
I know, but you take tiny sips every day.
That's nothing.
All day during the whole event. I don't know.
What are you, fucking lightweight?
Well, personally, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I don't think I am anymore. I used to be, but...
you drink so much now.
I don't drink that often, and when I do, I don't even get buzzed.
Oh my god, I don't drink. I haven't had a drink in, you know, some years, but last time I did, that shit fucking hits me hard, because like my body is not used to that shit.
I don't drink either.
I would get so fucking drunk, I bet.
I don't know, maybe not, because I drink and
I don't know, I think if like you gave me a fucking shot.
Every once in a while I try getting drunk, and it takes a long time.
Well, how long is long?
Like a week or two.
I've been drinking the week straight. I'm still not drunk. I kind of feel it. I might be a little bit buzzed.
I bought some Jägermeister. Came with a flask. I take it to work.
Oh, man. I don't know why I like flasks so much. I don't even want to drink anything, but I want a fucking flask. It seems like it looks cool.
So, carry around an empty flask. Don't stop
me. It's not going to be empty. I'll put a different drink I like.
You can't put anything else in there, you
Why not?
Because it won't go bad.
How about something that won't go bad?
Like what?
I don't know. Water?
It'll definitely go bad.
Water ain't good. Water's water.
It'll go bad.
Water tastes like shit.
Well, you can't have water in your flask for months at a time.
Who says I'm going to keep it there for months? It's what I drink during the day.
It's like two swigs.
Well, how much do you need?
You can't keep water in a flask. Rule number one of flask, don't keep anything but booze in there.
I thought rule number one of flask was you don't talk about Fight Club.
None. Rule number one of flask is you don't talk about flasks with other flasks. Yeah. I have six flasks on me. It's called a flask jacket.
Oh, you know what? I want to keep a flask in my pocket. So like when I get shot, it hits the flask and saves my life. Yeah,
wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt had like a... he had some kind of like metal thing in his chest and it actually saved him.
It was a gun. Crazy enough, a gun saved
his
life.
No, he had like a cigarette tin. You know, tobacco.
A metal cigarette.
Tobacco used to come in like these little tins. I got one at home, actually. I don't know what year it's from. It's really old.
1980.
And it said around there, you should not keep any other tobacco than what came. Like, you can't refill it said. I don't know why.
Yeah, why not? Oh, you know why? Because they don't want you to fucking buy I mean, they don't want you to just do refills because you're saving money. Don't buy the pouch. Buy this tin again.
It stays fresher in the tin, though.
So, you know, oh, tin man. Yeah, because you know what? I picked up chewing. A lot of guys at work have been chewing, and I think, I mean, they look pretty cool, this giant bulge in their mouth.
Carrying around that little bottle. They usually, you tear like an old water bottle.
Yeah, like the dudes will carry around like a bottle of Pepsi, and I see them just spitting in it. And
then you take a swig, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
And, like, you know, their jaws are falling off and shit like that, and they just look really cool. So I thought, I want to do that. And so, like, I mean, I'm not up to their level. My jaw's still intact, but I've lost a couple teeth, so I'm making progress. It's something. I mean, you know what? I'm persistent. I don't get discouraged easily, so I'm going to get there. I have faith in myself.
Why do you feel like there's a need to start chewing? I don't understand.
Because I need to. It's delicious.
They do have some weird, good flavors. I was thinking of buying one.
Chocolate time. Chew.
They got you know chocolate, what they have? Apple.
They have Charleston. Cherry. They have Charleston Chew. It's delicious.
Charleston Chew. Is that a marshmallow in a Charleston Chew?
I don't think so. It's like some kind of taffy or something.
No, I think it's marshmallow. And did they ever... Marshmallow and did chocolate? Did they actually invent Charleston Chews in Charleston, Carolina? That's what I want to know.
I thought Charleston was in Missouri.
Missouri?
I don't know. There's no Charleston, Missouri? Are you telling me that?
It's quite possible.
Yeah, so there you go. So don't fucking Missouri me. Please.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You swallow loud. Everyone ever tell you that? You swallow like you're scared.
Do you think
like a scary man walked past.
Do you think that... I'm losing my voice. Do you think that people are smarter now than they were? Or dumber? Like, I was listening to some tapes from the 1940s. If you go to...
okay.
I'm talking here.
You asked me a question,
if
too.
If you go to the National Archives, they interviewed some people the day after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, we gotta get those Japs, eh?
But the people were, like, so eloquent, and they seemed to know what they were talking about. I feel like if you ask your average person now about some kind of...
Okay.
They're gonna sound stupid.
Back then, I think you didn't have much to do besides read the newspaper... as a way of entertainment, listen to the radio, read the newspaper. So they were kind of up to date on things, I think.
You think? I don't know. I think that...
Or it was a fluke, and it just happens to be who they interviewed. Maybe if you interviewed somebody else, it'd be some fucking yokel.
This one guy, he was like a New York taxi cab driver, and he's like, my name is Ted. Yeah, I can't do the New York accent. I'm a taxi cab chauffeur.
His chauffeur.
I don't know, just weird. I think, like, to me, younger people, like, teenagers now are not very smart. And you'd think they'd be smarter because they're at their fingertips. They have every piece of information that was ever...
Every piece of porn ever produced. Not at your fingertips.
Every piece of information that man's ever learned
you're
and known.
Genius.
It's at their fingertips, but they don't care. They're on Facebook looking at their friends.
I'm a porn genius.
So I think they're not utilizing the gift that they have.
You know what? I kind of think that people are probably the same. It's just maybe perceptions of people. Like, maybe we have more information.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know if that makes anyone
smarter.
The
average person in the 40s spoke a lot better than...
But that was just the way people spoke. There was no slang like there is now. Like, there was only one way of speaking, right?
So but now it's not even slang. Like, it's shorthand.
Well...
The language is turning into shit.
Yeah, but isn't that slang, though?
Oh my god, I read some... my head hurts if I read some posts.
I know, they're so lazy, they can't... You know, they start...
Every word's shorthand, it's like... What are you saying? I can't read that.
You don't want people to save time. Is that it?
How much time do you need? How much time are you really saving?
I don't know.
I'll get to type out both for me, and we'll time it, and then we'll see how much difference there is.
Hey, you know what? At the end of your life, you're an old man lying in bed. You're going to be wishing.
Yeah, that extra 12 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the end, you want every fucking last
Instead
second.
Of typing okay, you could have wrote K. A-Y, I should have said K. Yeah. Or those people say KK.
Yeah, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
Why don't you just put okay? I mean, explain to me that.
Nah, because that's their thing. I know somebody who, their thing is, in text, they use a lot of the three dots. Which I'm like, what does that even mean? After everything is like fucking dot, dot, dot.
Does that mean they're continuing after?
I have no idea.
Because the real use of the three dots is not really to say continued. It's really... It's supposed to be used where you have some words before, and then you skip some words in the middle, so you put the three dots, which means, all right, I'm skipping some stuff. Like if you're quoting like out of a textbook or something.
The way she'll use it is, I don't know what's going on here. Dot, dot, dot. Like that.
Not correct.
I'm sure it isn't.
Like it's usually like if you're doing like you're in law school and like you're writing the about the Supreme Court, you know.
When Supreme Court Justice, dot, 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 and that's why it's illegal.
That's not even, no, it's like, and in, you know, they write the first few sentences, dot, 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 and then a few more. It tells you that you skipped a bunch of shit in the middle.
No, I just skip everything. You know how much easier that would be?
My paper just says dot, dot, dot.
You're like fucking one of the Three Stooges.
Well, I have a lot of that shit pet peeves. I've gone through it many times. Fucking lose for loose for lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people who are...
all the theirs and then the...
There's a lot of grammatics out there.
The theirs are a big one.
Grammomaniacs. I couldn't think of a new word for them.
But then the thing is, you know who the bad guy is now? Not the people with the bad grammar.
The people with the good grammar. You're just some asshole.
Like, fuck you, man. It was a typo. Is it a typo?
Not really. You're just a dumbass.
A typo to me is a misspelled word. I guess with autocorrect, there's differences now. But
I mean, sometimes some shit slides. Just, you know, you're
but, you can't blame it all on autocorrect.
I mean, you can't blame it all, but it does happen. You're typing fast, and, you know, you kind of miss it. It changes a word on
maybe
you.
Not text so much, but if I'm posting Twitter or something, or even Facebook, I try to proofread.
Yeah, with texting, it could get past you. But with that other stuff where you're just posting something, you're going to look over it to make sure it makes sense. Like, did I write this right?
There's a few times where I've stared at stuff for, like,
hours.
Literally, I was like, hours.
There's something wrong with you then.
Well, many have said that there is something wrong with me.
I've heard. People think you're a fucking nutcase.
Well, I guess.
Are they right?
Not necessarily.
You just said I guess. You agreed with them. Fucking nutcase, this guy.
How
did that become a term for crazy?
Because that's where you keep your nuts.
That doesn't even make any sense.
What's that case for? My nuts?
Yeah, how does that imply that you're sane or insane?
Well, I think... I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. There's a nut case. What? Who has a nut case? No one. I have like a can of Planters peanuts, which I won't eat. If you know me, you know why.
You get sick.
Yeah, that's why.
Because you're a pussy. You know what? My stomach agrees with everything. Nothing makes me sick.
Oh, you're right.
Nothing
makes
me sick.
Hey, you
want
to eat this? Oh, sounds good.
Nothing. I'll eat whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll eat dirt off the ground.
Yeah, well, you know what? My stomach isn't a yes man. He has his own opinions. He disagrees with people.
I remember my grandma used to make these things where...
Dirt balls.
No, close, but no. She'd buy these...
Shit on the shingle.
She'd go to like the... yeah, she made that sometimes.
Yeah.
She'd go to the like the dollar store and buy a bucket, like a beach bucket with a little shovel. Then she'd fill it with chocolate pudding.
The fuck?
Then she'd put crumbs on top. Well, no, then she...
How much fucking pudding were you eating? Hold on. That's a lot of fucking pudding.
The miniature ones. Then, well, after the chocolate pudding, she'd stick some gummy worms in it. Then she'd get some, like, chocolate crumbs. I don't know, it might have been Oreos or something.
Yeah.
You put it on top, and then you put, like, a fake gummy flour... And that's your flower pot.
You know what?
It was good.
She was a good woman.
Because you take the worms out and you suck on the worm, you get the chocolate out.
And it's erotic too. It does it does everything.
It was good.
Yeah, you know what? She's a nice grandma. A lot of grandmas are bitches.
Well, yours. Yeah. I think most grandmas are nice actually.
Yeah, mine wasn't.
The way it usually goes, other than your family, is that grandmas are usually way nicer to you than they were to your mom or your dad, whoever it was.
No, she really was. She was horrible to my father. You wouldn't believe the shit she did. I mean, technically, she was nicer to me.
But usually, the grandma's like, the parents will complain, like, what the fuck? When I was a kid, I could never eat candy at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's true. My son gets away with murder, literally. Killed a man. My parents like, boys will be boys. Bury the body. When I was a kid, when I killed someone, oh, man, I fucking... I got the switch.
Oh, I thought those were saying, like, boys will be boys, bury the body.
No, no.
So that's just an example.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's still begging me to have kids.
Please. With her? Man, you got a weird family.
No, I don't know why she cares so much.
Because everyone wants grandkids. That's why she cares so much. Well, I got
three other siblings.
Yeah, you know what? Your one brother just got married, so he'll...
No, his wife is against kids.
Oh, is she? Well, then I guess that's out.
She drew a line in the sand.
Okay, well, you have a sister, so tell your mom to calm down. The sister...
Yeah, well, my sister's only 18, so well, what
years? Probably next year.
How dare you?
You little dude, this is 2013, and we're living in America.
I don't know if you've heard, but teen pregnancy has gone down over the years.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know why, it just has.
Out of spite, I'm going to knock up your sister.
That I don't want to hear these things.
How mad would you be?
Pretty mad.
Really?
I guess I'd stop being friends with you.
Dude, I'm your fucking brother-in-law. How would you stop being my friend? We're family.
You don't... First of all, you're way too old for her.
Eh.
I mean, you're almost 20 years older than her.
Eh, you know, that's good for me.
And you're minus two... You're 18 I'm minus years older what? You're 18 years older than her.
I'm not negative anything.
And you're double her age.
Why are you reiterating the same point over and over again?
I don't know. I'm very tired, all right?
Tired of this. Tired of you.
That's just bullshit.
Putting me down.
I don't think it's right. I know what happens, but you shouldn't date. Well, if it's within a couple of years, you can date your friend's sister if he's okay with it. But if your friend, if you've been hanging out with your friend for years... And his little sister was like a baby when you first met him, and then
your
like,
sister wasn't a baby when I met you.
Yes, she was.
She was a young woman.
She was born in 1995. I met you in 1997.
She was a young woman back then.
Two?
Yeah. Kids develop so early now. You know that.
And
you don't think I noticed you back then?
There should be. You can't date a. You don't date your friend's sister.
But you said it was cool.
Bottom line.
No, you agreed. You said it was all right.
Whatever, dude.
that'd be weird.
I don't really have any dude friends other than you, and you don't have a sister, so...
Yeah, I know.
Never really came up.
I know.
But if it did...
Then I'd say, fine, you did. And I know how it goes, too, with
guys. They're like, oh, come on, man. Like, they act like it's, like, the last girl that'll ever sleep with them. It's like, listen, I need her.
I love her.
I love her.
Yeah, what? You don't believe in love?
Love at first fuck.
Yeah, I gotta fuck her first.
To find out. You gotta trust.
Yeah, what if it's shitty?
You're gonna buy a car without test driving it first?
I know. I eyed it up. It looks fine, but I don't know how it runs.
Yeah, like this season in Dexter.
He drives a car.
What's that one cop's name? The younger guy?
Quinn.
Quinn is dating the Hispanic guy's sister. And she gets nude.
Ooh, finally. The fuck, man? It's been years.
What's that guy's name?
Quinn.
The other guy, the Hispanic guy.
Hernandez.
With the hat.
I don't fucking know.
And,
some Spanish name.
Yeah, so they're dating.
His name's Guatemala.
At first they were hiding it, but he figured it out. Because he's a detective.
Well, I mean, he's good. You know what? He's in real life, cops are probably like, they're not actual detectives, right? They're not figuring shit out.
Would you date a cop's daughter?
If she's hot? Yeah.
Because I don't know, it seems like...
Do you think he'd give you shit? Like he's looking up your records and, you know, he could fuck with you?
Yeah, I think so.
And if you break up and all of a sudden you get pulled
used
over?
My roommate used to have... Father used to be... Well, he still is, but my old roommate's father was a...
State trooper.
And I heard stories how they would... You would do background checks on dudes.
Oh, yeah. You can fucking do... And if they want to fuck with someone, they can. They probably put the word out to their buddies, and if you see this car, if these plates come up, they have software now that they don't even really...
If you see this guy, smell his fingers. If it stinks, you fucking shoot him on sight.
Because my daughter fucking reeks. Holy shit. Don't ask me how I know, but I know.
Sprayed it all over her ass.
But they have the software now where it just scans license plates, so they barely have to fucking work. They just sit there. And there's a camera, and it just kind of just reads shit. And then something will pop up, like, oh, there's a warrant out for this, you know, blah, 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 car stolen, there's a warrant out for this guy. He's registered to this car.
Oh, okay. I hate how afraid of cops I am.
Me too. It's not that I hate it. I get fucking angry. It's like, why the fuck am I afraid? I'm not a criminal. I've done nothing fucking wrong. But when I see a cop, oh shit.
You know what? When I get a cop at a four-way stop sign,
you let him go first every time.
I don't know what to do. I'm all froze. I'm like, oh shit, I don't know what to do.
Like, I should let him go, but it's my turn.
You don't
want to
give him any reason to pull you over, because that's a big hassle.
And he doesn't need a reason, but he'll fucking do it anyway if he feels like it.
You know why I pull you over?
Because you're a dick.
That's what you say?
Yep.
Remember you got pulled over and the guy's like, your seatbelt's undone. Like, no, it isn't.
No, he did me a favor by, I was speeding. You know what? It was my fault. I kind of let the car get away from me. You know what happens now and then?
Oh my God, could someone catch that car?
I fell out the front seat. Oh,
that's my car, get it.
Just rolled away. No, but you know, you're not really paying attention. Then I look at the speedometer. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going pretty fast. I start to slow down and then I look up. Whoop, there I go, past the state trooper. I'm like, shit. Then a minute later, you know, he radios his buddy. They pull me over and he says, oh, you know, I pulled you over. He's speeding. Like, yeah, I know. Sorry. He's like, well, I tell you what, I'll do you a favor. I'll give you a no seatbelt ticket, and that way you won't get any points off your license. Meanwhile, it's a fucking $175 ticket. And you know what? I should have fought it, because my car at the time had an automatic seatbelt thing.
Yeah, you could have took a picture of it.
He's like,
took
listen,
it to court.
How the hell did I not have a seatbelt? It's in perfect working order. The seatbelt is always on if you're in the car.
Yeah, they got rid of those because no one was buckling the lap belt. Like, well, I got a seatbelt on. And some people would sit on the seatbelt. There's a
group of people who refuse to wear seatbelts.
Yeah, to this day, they're like, nope, not wearing a seatbelt. Listen, if you're going to flip over, it's going to be hard. It's like,
all they do is throw that one thing in your face. Like,
which is
you
like,
know what? Some people die from having a seatbelt, which is fucking so rare to be almost non-existent.
Oh, let's worry about the most. Let's worry about the least likely thing and not worry about the most likely thing, which is your skull going through the windshield.
You know what I find ridiculous? That it's a fucking law.
That I do not agree with.
Yeah, if you don't want to if you're over 18 and you don't want to wear a seatbelt, thank you. You're that fucking dumb. We don't need you around.
I'm against any law that tells people they can or can't do something that doesn't affect anybody else.
Yeah, the motorcycle helmet. Don't fucking wear it. Crack seatbelts. Your skull open. See if I care.
Condoms. Yeah, why don't they make a law about condoms?
You know what? They should.
If you're not married, you got to wear a condom.
So
it's the same thing.
Wait a second. So there's going to be police stationed at hospitals. So if a woman comes in for a pregnancy, or if she the doctor determines that she's pregnant, if she's not married, she gets arrested and they interrogate her to find out who's the one who knocked her up, because he's getting arrested or a hefty fine.
How long? First fine. Second, another higher double fine.
You knocked
fine.
Up another chick? That's it.
Third, you're going to jail for 10 years.
There you go. Third strike rule, man.
Fourth, you are getting your balls chopped the fuck off. Stop it.
Do you want to live in that world?
I knew a dude.
He got his balls chopped off.
He impregnated this girl who I was trying to date, but fucked it up. He impregnated her. And at the same time, he had another girl. This guy had like two or three girls pregnant at the same time.
Do you think it's like a status thing?
I don't know, but when you say...
Because wouldn't you say at some point, it's like, oh, it's got to be on purpose, right?
Why don't you write a little note to yourself, either pull out or use a condom next time. You have three girls who are knocked up. Wait. Or, here's a novel idea, stay with one of them.
What if he just has really bad timing? He intended to pull out each time. He just fucked it up, man. He's like, all right, next stroke out, bam, pulling out. And then he fucked it up.
By the way, you got... Well, I think you had two. You have two girls knocked up at the same time. How do you go, okay, I want to do the right thing. What can you do?
Polygamy.
Yeah, you'd have to, right?
That's right.
Now, if the girls are poor enough and you have some money, they might go for, like, listen, you guys got to both move in. It's not polygamy, really.
It's not. I mean, technically, polygamy, the actual practice of marrying more than one person at once is illegal, but if you just want to marry one, like in Big Love, you marry one chick and then you just call the other ones your wives. That's not illegal.
But what if you
live together?
All right, what if you went to a priest? You're Christian, a Catholic.
Yeah.
And you're like, I sinned, Father. I'm really sorry. I wish for forgiveness. And he's like, you're forgiven, my son. But now I have two women who are pregnant, and I don't...
You know, that's a really progressive priest. He forgives you before you confess your sins.
Well, he... Wow. I said, well, whatever. But I don't know what would a person like that tell you to do.
I was the one who murdered Jesus. Oh, shit, I already forgave you. Fuck.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, you have two women pregnant at the same time. Whoever gets it comes out first.
You know what?
That's when you go
if
with?
He's... No.
Whoever has bigger tits and gets better blowjobs, go
if
for it.
If he's a realistic... priest, you know, he might just say, like, listen, and we live in the world we do today, it'd be nice if you can be married and, you know, raise a family, but
I want to. Which one should I pick?
As long as you
father
like listen, you pick the one you want, but you take your responsibility.
I'm not good with decisions, father. You have to pick for me.
All right, can you show me the pictures? You know, you got shit on, you know, on your phone and everything.
I guess there's no... once you go that route, there's no coming back as a gentleman. You're just a fucking asshole. I think you should move on and meet a new girl.
What?
I tell you, I'm tired, all right? I think you should move on and meet a new girl.
Knock up a new girl?
No.
So just abandon those kids?
I bet you that guy has probably at least 6 or 7 kids by now.
Probably. Do you think he just skips town? Like,
you know, you just drive around,
he moved to Florida?
He's driving around his Firebird or Camaro, wherever the fuck he had. He's impregnating, stealing girls from me and impregnating him.
Every girl you get, he steals from you. He just follows you around.
We've talked about that years ago, how that would be a good gag.
Yeah, like, you know what? If I were a smooth dude, any guy he hated, I would just always steal his girl.
Or if you just hit a guy who's pretty ugly and he doesn't get that good at chicks, and you know that you could, there's, like, no girl you could not steal him from him.
Well, you said that badly, but yeah, I got you.
No girl you could not steal that from, what?
Yeah, again.
Wouldn't you be pissed off, like, one day there is a girl who really loves him? Like, oh my God, get
you know
away
what?
From me.
I'm not sure that exists. Like, you know, okay, really ugly dudes do have girlfriends, but come on.
Do you ever,
a good-looking
do you
dude
ever
shows
think
up?
Of doing that? Like, you see a, like, really ugly couple, and you're like, fuck this, I'm going to break this guy, I'm going to get this guy.
Not to someone I don't know. Now, to someone I actually know and I hate, yeah, it crosses my mind.
Because we want to start that business where you could do that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like, either do it as a revenge thing, or maybe you want that girl to open up so you can be like, now I can go after her.
Yeah, listen, you know what I mean? You know a girl, you want to date her, but she has a boyfriend and she stays faithful. So you hire the service, break them up, and now that dude disappears. And
possibly gets into a car wreck
and
dies.
Now she's on the market. Actually, you know what? It really wouldn't work because, okay, this mystery man breaks them up. She's on the market. Crazy enough, she'll probably just go back to the guy that the other dude broke them up. You know, go back to that past relationship.
What past relationship?
The one that she just previously broke up from. They probably just get back together. That's pretty common.
No, you gotta make... Dude, we're a sound service. We make sure that they don't go back together.
Listen, we're not doing anything illegal. We're not gonna fucking kill the guy. If, as long as he's alive...
Well, we might kill him.
We help him move.
Yeah,
come
we...
Come on, buddy.
We give him a job in, like, Toledo or something. I don't know. But say that happens, you gotta move in quick. Because she probably... You gotta make sure you're... Or you gotta warm up to her before so she puts you on the list.
Yeah.
Because all girls have a list.
They, most girls do.
And guys. Everyone has a list. If you're in a relationship, you probably have a list.
Not me.
No, not me either.
No list. No fly list.
Because I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
On my list would be you porn.
Mine, I'm a fan of you jizz because it works best on my phone. Because some of the other stuff, you could only see like 4 or 5 videos and then you're locked out for the whole day. Like 24 hours. That's bullshit.
But anyways, all girls have this list. And
you
want to make
as much as you want.
You're still talking. All these girls have a list, so you want to make sure you're on the list. So when you hire us and we get rid of the boyfriend,
as soon as she's free,
she thinks of you. If you're still in the outskirts, and you never talk to her.
Yeah,
you might as well forget it. That's why you're climbing uphill, dude.
Really hard chance.
Because he's already going to her number two. Like, all right, Steve in accounting. You know, he grabbed my ass that one day. I think I like him.
Yeah, I mean he's a real gentleman.
We already made out at the Christmas party, so I guess, you know, we're halfway there already. So, you know, I'll do that.
Does that only happen in movies where all this fucking action's going on at the work parties?
I avoid work parties, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. They have work gatherings now and then. I don't go. So. But if you want to go to our Hot Chow Whiz Kid party that doesn't exist, go to...
We're gonna have a mixer one day.
HotChowWizKid.com.
It's not about a mixer, but okay.
All right. Listen, you learn how to make your drinks and shit. Ooh, I'll bartend. Get you so fucking drunk. Listen, we got full sales. We got mini sales. What do I got to do to get you into a full sale today? No credit check, no money down. What's it going to do?
Nobody is turned down.
Exactly.
Bad credit, good credit, no credit. We will get you in on this full sale.
Bring your tax return and we will do your taxes for you and put it towards the cost of listening
to
an
episode. I'm not actually certified to do that, but I will do it anyways.
I mean, it's pretty
easy. I've done it every year for myself, TaxSlayer.com.
Yeah, well, I do H&R Block.
TaxSlayer is better. I switched.
Really?
It was way cheaper.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey.
Like half the price.
I might have to check that out next year. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com.